It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo. Coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I heard Jerry this morning on the warm-up show that say that, you know, the Yankees, when they're this much better than the Guardians, you know, the games are boring. And that's not a knock on the Yankees. It's actually a compliment to the Yankees. And I really do agree with that, because in watching this game last night, as I mentioned earlier, like, even when they load the bases, I don't feel like they're going to do anything, the Guardians. I don't think they're going to win the game. I just, even when Gerrit Cole's struggling, I just don't think they're going to win the game. And I end up picking up my phone and scrolling in between pitches and seeing what the algorithm is going to deliver to me today. And
what'd you get today?
You're not going to believe it if I tell you. The thing that came up that now I've been hooked on for the last, I don't know, 14 hours.
Okay.
Has been a guy who lives with a deer, and he makes the deer sing songs by moving the deer's mouth with his thumb. And it's the guy singing. Now, that's what I'm explaining to you. This man has got 65 million views on one of these videos.
Where does he live?
Don't know. It's just Deer Man.
Deer Man.
It's just Deer Man.
And so that popped up. Why do you think that popped up in your algorithm?
I think that it's gone viral.
Okay.
And I think it popped up for everybody. And this is what I was like... was capturing my attention more than the more.
That's great. That looks good.
Yeah,
that's exciting. Yeah, when I think of the deer, I think deer ticks.
This man is living with a deer.
I mean, think he takes care of it, like brings it to the vet and stuff.
Moving the deer's mouth with his thumb. This was another one. Well, wait, hold on. Theo Von popped up there. I don't think this is, there's curses in this one. Yeah, this is another one. He's Fergie.
Jesus.
There's a deer. He's moving the deer's mouth quickly.
That's ridiculous.
So this is what is distracting me. Now with the Met game,
yeah, okay.
unless it's 9-0 like it was the other night, I'm not getting distracted. The only time I'm texting on the phone or pick up the phone is like to text people about the game. The Yankees make me go to the deer videos because they're just going through the motions, slapping around the Guardians. Come on, guys. You're like a gnat.
How many Yankee fans have said to you over the last couple of weeks, I love your brand of baseball, it's so exciting?
Yeah.
About the Mets.
Right.
And the Mets have that thing going on right now where nobody expected them to be here. And they are winning in exciting ways, and they make it interesting. Every game has been really interesting, except for that 9-0 game. Every game, there's been those moments where, you know, we as baseball fans appreciate the October moments.
And that's what I'm expecting.
Yes.
I mean, all the way to a possible Game 7 in this series. I think it's going to be epic. I really do. Now, I'd be fine if the Mets won in 5. I'd be okay with that. But I do believe it's going to be epic. Hey, Al, did your algorithm give you anything new yesterday?
Not that I can recall.
No? Because I saw Mark Cuban popped up in my
Yes. Yeah. No, actually, I got that a lot.
Yeah.
I got a lot of Mark Cuban. He's wearing some sort of lady glasses, I guess.
Yeah.
And people think he looks like a...
lesbian.
Yeah, lesbian.
Yeah, we got the same thing.
Yeah, it was on a lot of different feeds. A
lot of different
on Twitter.
Feeds. Yeah. Yeah, Mark Cuban looking like a lesbian.
Did you guys just say Mark Cuban? That's
Yeah, that's what people were... This was popped up
I
in our algorithm.
Mark Cuban and...
Yeah, lesbian.
Okay.
Lesbian look.
Yeah.
All right. That's, well, that's what they were saying.
I don't know, a lot of examples.
It wasn't us saying that. It was
so
people.
He's got lady glasses.
People were saying...
Something.
Yeah, something going on. So yeah,
there is something going on there.
That's what it was. These are the things that pop up.
Yeah.
This is what you get distracted by.
I'm distracted by NFL stats. I got my stat pack today.
Oh, God.
You guys are worried about, like, you know, singing deer and Mark Cuban as a lesbian.
Which sounds a hell of a lot more entertaining than the NFL stat pack. I got to be honest with you.
It's true. It probably is.
Probably. let's go to Norman in Pennsylvania. What's going on, Norman?
Hi, guys. I listen to you guys a lot because at least you talk sports. In Philadelphia, all they do is argue with each other, talk over each other. I'm a Philly fan, but I respect Ed Boomer. He doesn't. He isn't politically. He says what he thinks, not just what people feel.
Hey, Norman, do you like Spike Eskin, who does the afternoon show out there for WIP?
Do I like him? I don't know him. I just think he's tries to be too trendy, and they're more concerned with beating the other guy that's talking than really today. Sports to me, it isn't as informative as it used to be. It's more about pizzazz and appeasing fans. I'm an old timer, so I like more. I'm interested more in content. Than pizzazz.
Pizzazz. All right, so too much pizzazz. I'll text them that. I'll say, listen, lay off the pizzazz, Spike. Let's go. Let's get back to the good stuff.
I wanted to correct something that Phil Simms said.
Mm, he said a lot of mistakes.
The way that sometimes people in the know their teams better than maybe outsiders and national people do. The thing with Jalen Hurts, it's the opposite. You don't want him to stay in the pocket. The problem is they can't keep him in the pocket. When he goes outside the pocket, left or right, he's inadequate. He can't throw either way. Mm. He gets in trouble when he leaves the pocket. So maybe if they saw more video or more film, they'd come to the conclusion that we have in Philadelphia. You don't want him in the pocket. You want him outside the pocket. That's when he gets in trouble.
The biggest problem with him is he's got 27 turnovers, which are the most since 2023. So he's a turnover machine. And because he always wants to go outside and run outside of the pocket, he thinks he can make every play. Like I was talking to you about Josh Allen this morning and about how he's playing and how he's not turning the ball over. He's running around, and Phil was right. Josh Allen made a ton of plays outside of the pocket, secondary plays, you know, whatever you want to call them, however you want to describe them. But he wasn't forcing the issue throwing interceptions like he has been in the past. Jalen Hurts is still in that kind of mindset where every play has to be made. And he will not just sit in the pocket and just let it rip. Sometimes, you know, he's running around. Now, he's got his two receivers back. And I think we saw that last week where he was more in the pocket, more stable, and hitting guys on the run, which is good because that's what you want. And he can see, you know, listen, this guy would have been the MVP of the freaking Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He was, so we know he can do it. I think what happened is that he got the contract, and all of a sudden, it was like, I got to make every play. I got to be the hero.
It really is amazing. I mean, how close they were to winning that Super Bowl.
And him and Joe Burrow both?
Right. And Nick's, well, yeah, but there's not as much pressure on those guys as I feel like there is right now in Philadelphia. Like, and Nick Sirianni was that close to being a Super Bowl winning head coach, and Jalen Hurts was that close to being a Super Bowl MVP, and right now the both of them are in the meat grinder.
And by the way, Doug Peterson was a Super Bowl winning coach, yeah, and Nick Foles was a Super Bowl MVP. So it has happened for them before, but yeah, again, this now the interesting thing, they lost Jordan Mailata, so it doesn't look like he's going to be playing, which is a big loss for them. They also lose a tackle, so that's enormous. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I will say, from a skill position standpoint, it looks like they are going to be totally healthy for the Giants.
Healthy.
And this is why the Giants need Malik Nabers on this field this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, you got to be able to combat that with something with your offense as well. Adam on Long Island. What's going on, Adam?
Hey, good morning. You know, my son went to Alabama, and I watched every snap that Evan Neal took from freshman left guard, right guard, right tackle his championship year, and then left tackle. I think we're sleeping on this guy. He hasn't been healthy, and we have the new offensive line coach from the Raiders.
Yep.
I say give him a shot. If anything, kick him into left guard like he had his freshman year and move Runyon out to left tackle. What do you think?
I don't think that's going to happen. And you know, I was talking to Phil off the air. He and I were texting back and forth. He heard our discussion about this. He thinks that Illuminor is going to go to left tackle and that Evan Neal is going to be on the field. At right tackle. That Illuminor basically played both positions in preseason, you know. Mm-hmm. And he covered the game. He covered the Giants, you know, every game in preseason, so he would know. But we'll see. We have to wait until we show up on Sunday or what happens today in practice. But I do think if I had to guess, it would be Illuminor at left tackle, and it'll be Neal at right tackle. And that last caller is right. The new offensive line coach has made this offensive line into a much better, more cohesive unit, and it's been overall better than it has been over the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, no doubt. But this offensive line coach actually saw all these guys in training camp and in preseason and during the regular season, and Evan Neal did not get an opportunity to play as a top draft pick because he's not good enough. So he's going to get an opportunity now to play due to injury, so hopefully he's better.
Yeah,
but let's not forget that if he got that much better from the preseason on, that he probably would have been given an opportunity to play.
Well, we'll find out relatively quickly if Daniel is running out of the pocket. I can tell you that. You know, and there's nothing worse than having an upset offensive line. One of the most important aspects to every football team is five guys playing every freaking game. You know, and that's when you look at the Detroit Lions, why are they so good? Why, you know, because their offensive line is one of the best in the league. Why is Baltimore so good? After a few hiccups early on in the season with some young guys, because, you know, they let guys go like Moses. I say Moses. I'm talking about the tackle for the Jets. So anyway, the fact is that their offensive line has now become a cohesive unit.
Yes, they have.
Okay.
Yes. Eddie and Vernon, what's going on, Eddie?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
All right, Eddie, what's happening?
All right. Listen, I want to talk to you about the last two games with the Jets and the Vikings and the Jets and the Bills. The last play on both of those games, Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams invented the stop pattern. No.
Yeah, back shoulder throw. Yes. Well, I mean, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady had something to do with that, too. So
okay, but now, don't you think that Aaron Rodgers is calling Mike Williams out? Because when Aaron threw that ball, he saw the cornerback at high coverage. He was expecting him to stop and break off and take a step back. And that was the same finish in Minnesota. I mean, it's pretty obvious. That's why he called him out, but I don't think he wants to tip his hand and tell everybody this is, you know, what's going to be coming. So that's why he didn't call him out.
Yeah, I can tell you, you know, you can blame Mike Williams. So does Aaron Rodgers. So you have an agreement. You're in agreement with the quarterback who's throwing the ball.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. I mean, like those are things you usually work on in the meeting room. You have a guy out, you know, over for a beer or a little ayahuasca or whatever. Sit down and have a conversation of what your expectations are. And maybe Aaron is frustrated because he has had those conversations. You got to remember, Mike Williams is coming off of a knee injury. Mm. He's never played with Aaron Rodgers. Barely practiced with Aaron Rodgers.
Not going to play with him again.
Well, I mean, all I could tell you is that, yeah, both of those balls, if you think about it, were kind of the same throw, but against different coverages.
Yeah, well, the one
was a man coverage down the right sideline against the Minnesota, and Aaron basically said it was a bad throw. He said himself it was a bad throw, so he took ownership of that himself, which he did, and he has done. I'm not saying he hasn't done that. I was just a little bit alarmed by him actually talking about it openly to a media member who asked him a direct question. So now if I'm a media member covering the Jets and we're playing in Pittsburgh on Sunday night, and I don't know, my left tackle gets beat, I'm going to ask him specifically about on that play, what happened, Aaron? Is he going to say that, you know, Tyron Smith basically blew it because he couldn't block?
He might at this point in his career. It's like the equivalent of your grandfather who doesn't give a crap anymore, and he'll sit there and tell you what he thinks about the neighbors.
And, you know, I also think that there is something about being uber competitive, as he has said numerous times, that you want to bring the best out in your players, but not every player is the same. Same thing when it comes to coaching. You know, you got to coach the best player that you can make that player into. You got to inspire the player to become better. And I don't know if you're going to, I guess that's what Davante Adams will do too, because he'll show by example and how the two of them kind of work together, how it's supposed to work and what it looks like. And hopefully they can recreate that magic that they had for so many years.
Where's David Bakhtiari these days? Is he next? What's he doing? Cobb a spin.
Didn't they have Valdez-Scantling here for a while?
No, never got in here. Nope.
They had somebody else here.
But they did just get rid of him.
Buffalo did.
Yeah. So he's available. Bring him in. Who else am I missing? It was Favre played with Mark Chamora, right? So no, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that tight end he played with all those years that he loved? That older tight end. Played with him for a ton of years.
It's right on the tip of my tongue. I can't remember.
Anyway, someone will tweet it to us. But yeah, might as well bring the whole band back together. McCarthy's going to get fired. Just bring him in. Right?
I mean, you got everybody fired. You're relentless.
I'm relentless. Seems like Aaron Rodgers is relentless.
He's in a relentless pursuit of perfection.
Yeah.
That's how I would put it.
Yep. All right.
And he definitely wants to make sure that he can turn this thing around so Joe B can be happy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Feels like the summer. Jerry and I in the studio together. What's happening, Jerry? What do you got this hour?
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. So we have the Yankees beating the Guardians last night, 6-3. A lot of different guys came through offensively. And yeah, Aaron Judge hit a late home run, also a sac fly after the Guardians had walked Juan Soto intentionally to get to him. Three RBIs for Judge. Here was Judge on TBS specifically talking about the home run that capped the scoring for the Bombers.
Good to have two more runs there, you know, against a tough team. They got a great bullpen. They were fighting and clawing all game. So to give ourselves a couple more runs there, you know, Glaber did his thing, getting on base again like he's been doing all series. So it was good to add two.
Yeah, Glaber is Glaber Torres in the leadoff spot. Outstanding last night. 3 for 5. Scored a couple of runs. He was on, yes, just talking about the lineup and what's behind him. Yes, he had a good day, but the team in general, a very good night.
The guys behind me make me easy to do my job. I don't have to do too much because I know who's going to be behind me. So I just try to do my job. Try to get a really good at-bat.
And he did have that good at-bat. A second-inning RBI double for Alex Verdugo, who chipped in offensively, and he also, like Torres, just talking about the team in general, how everyone seems to be contributing.
Yeah, we're just trusting our guys behind us. Everybody's kind of contributing. It's not from just one guy or two guys. It's kind of everywhere. You've seen it. It's from the top, the middle of the lineup, and the bottom. Everybody's clicking.
And Cleveland, their own worst enemy, too, dropping the pop-up in that first inning, which did not help, obviously. Here was Gerrit Cole. He was okay. He didn't get through 5, though, so he didn't factor in the decision. He went 4 1/3. He was asked to characterize his start.
Yeah, it was all right. Ben, don't break. Clay picked us up. That was huge.
Now for Cleveland.
Guess you're not having any IPAs with the boys last night.
Not last night.
I know you won the game. But
not as good as it could have been. That's for damn sure.
And by the way, just because I got 6 million responses here, Mercedes Lewis was the guy that I was trying to think of with Aaron Rodgers in the tight end. So it wasn't Jimmy Graham. It wasn't all these other guys. Mercedes Lewis, who actually is still playing. This is like year... What are you eating? What you got over there? Peanut M&M's? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Your mic's off.
Yeah, I know.
You're just popping them in there.
Yeah, I know.
I was just trying to... All I see is this colored candies just popping into your mouth.
Just relax.
I am totally relaxed.
Chocolate nougat ball.
Yeah. He's been in the league for a long time, the Mercedes.
He has been. And he's up with the Bears now.
Oh, my God.
Locker room leader.
Locker room leader. How old
is he? He's 40.
Nice. He's a man.
He's a man. He's 40.
He has reached manhood. Here's Stephen Vogt. How does the team get back in the series? They're down 0-2 heading home.
Be us. Keep doing what we're doing. We had traffic all night tonight. We do what we do. We get on base. We make things happen. We just didn't get a big hit with runners in scoring position tonight. You know, we're one swing of the bat away from taking the lead in that game. We're one swing of the bat from being right back in it. That's who we are. No, we don't quit. We just need to keep being us.
And game 3 will be tomorrow night. Meantime, game 3 in the NLCS, Mets-Dodgers City Field this evening. One thing before we get to the game and Ohtani, this is Francisco Lindor. So Dansby Swanson, Ezekiel Tovar, and Mason Winn are the 3 finalists for Gold Glove at shortstop. Lindor is not a finalist, and yet he says all the right things. If you notice what's going on in terms of the postseason, he's just not concerned about that right now.
At the end of the day, I'm trying to win a World Series. You know, I'm trying to make it to the World Series and then win it. And I guess hopefully next year I get a chance at it again.
We shall see. In terms of the series and getting to the World Series, right now the Dodgers stand in their way. He was asked about a variety of different things, including the Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani. What do you like specifically about him?
I admire his shoes. He's got cool cleats. I admire the ability to stay within himself. I mean, he's a guy that from day one has had a lot of pressure on him.
And yet he has...
They're both New Balance athletes, by the way.
Oh,
so that's why he said he's got cool cleats and I admire his shoes.
Very cool. Here is one more from Lindor on Ohtani, the player, not his shoes.
To not get too big and to stay the course, that to me that's... That's brilliant. You know, he's done a fantastic job of everywhere he's gone. He has managed to maneuver himself the right way.
So that'll be later tonight. We've got Luis Severino making the start against Walker Buehler out at Citi Field.
So Evan trying to come up with a negative chant for Shohei Ohtani from the Mets fans at Citi Field.
And How'd that go?
And he came up with, where's your bookie? That's what he decided.
So he's going to start that chant tonight?
I don't think, yeah, I guess he can go to the game. It's 8:08, so that's what he said. He came up with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
I didn't hear when they were on that, weren't they on like some little ride yesterday or something over there?
That was a couple days ago.
That was a couple days.
They were at a bar. They were on a ride.
They were on some ride over there.
Yeah, they did. they were at the American Dream and the Dream Bar there, but prior to that, they were experiencing all sorts of different rides and attractions at the American Dream.
Boo, boo, bee, ba, 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 boo, bee. Yeah. He did not look very happy in one of those photos.
He didn't?
No.
He was probably nervous. You know, it was before the game and all that stuff.
With these high-stress games, especially if you go to the Rico Bronya podcast YouTube, he looks disheveled and unhealthy. And like, he looks so stressed out.
He's always looked really put together and healthy all these years, Jerry. So disheveled and unhealthy is really...
This is different. Like, he looks like he's been through it.
Yeah, it's... Well,
been through what?
I don't know. He looks like a mess.
I know what you mean. But he's always like a sloppily dressed person.
You know, I get that, but...
He dresses like a child.
He also, I didn't realize he scored... I knew he scored the Met games. He scores all the games he watches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That seems like a lot.
Yeah.
I'm a loser.
That's why I go to him for bebop and flip-flop and whip and war.
Yeah, I think that bee-bop-boo-bee-bop-bee-bee-bee, that'll get in Shohei Ohtani's head more than Where's Your Bookie.
Now, that would be funny.
All 40,000 go bee-bop-boo-bop-bee-bee-bee.
You should put him on the screen.
Yeah.
And have him do it.
Become another one of these things.
He's on nice tour,
Grimace,
yes.
Everything. Evan going bee bop boop boop
boop boop boop boop boop boop.
Shohei, what in the hell?
Is that Madonna?
Yeah. Have we heard from Hawk Tua Girl this morning? I know she likes to post the day of games.
Not yet. She was doing something last night. I don't know what she was.
What do you think she was doing last night?
There was something she posted.
Oh,
she posted Haley Welch. Let's see what she had. Something.
Can you believe men are DMing me? Yeah, you're the Hawk Tua Girl, you dope.
Something with Tesla and Bitcoin. That's what she's on.
Al is so much flipped on that. He's now DMing her.
Yeah.
Hey, how about those bets?
Just like the pit bulls.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Actually, uh-oh. Here you go.
Here we go.
So she's dressed up in a Grim Reaper costume, and she has slayed the Brewers and then slayed the Phillies.
Very creative.
And then she's going for the Dodgers. So there she is.
Very creative.
Yep. Not just a one-trick pony. She does other things than spit on that thing.
Hawk Tua!
The Jets acquired Devontae Adams from the Raiders for a conditional third-round draft pick. Here was Adams on McAfee during the Aaron Rodgers interview in terms of his health.
I'm feeling great, man. Feeling great. Getting, I was working with the staff over in Vegas the whole time, and they got me back right. So, fortunately, I'll be able to roll.
And this Aaron Rodgers clip is right up Al's alley. Here is Rodgers telling McAfee, now that we got Devontae Adams, now we can start winning.
This move lets everybody know, hey, it's on us now because we're going all in, and it's our time to go out there and win games, get on a run, which, we all feel deep down is going to happen.
Yep. Now we can do it.
I'm thinking, that's the clip that Mike Tomlin's going to be playing to the Steelers.
Yeah.
You know him. You know how he is going to manipulate all of this.
Yeah, I tell you, though, man, like, Russell Wilson is such a dud. He ends up starting him. I mean, I'll like the Jets even more. Not that Justin Fields has been great. It's something about Russell Wilson, man. I like the Jets last week. I don't know anymore, man.
Most notably for Rodgers and this team.
We know there's a lot of season left, and now it's go time.
So they go to Pittsburgh. Now, a couple of other things. I'm not going to play this stuff on Mike Williams anymore since we did it several times this morning. But Drew Rosenhaus was on FS1, so he is now the agent for Hassan Reddick, and he was asked, what do you and Reddick essentially want as we're doing these negotiations? We heard about them going and looking for a trade. Well, the answer is a little different than what you think.
Our goal is to try and work out a deal with the Jets. Our goal is to... hopefully do a multi-year contract with the Jets where Hassan could play for many years as a New York Jet.
There was the question about money.
Does he want to be the highest paid pass rusher in football?
I don't think that's a prerequisite for us.
Does that change things? Or is it more the years and the guaranteed money?
Come in and play and see, let's see what you look like, and then we'll discuss. Now it's gotten to the point where it's embarrassing for Hassan Reddick. You know, and I don't think the Jets should let him off the hook. Come in, play. If you really show us something, of course we'll try to work out a deal with you. We would be stupid not to. But, you know, again, here's a 32-year-old edge rusher. You got a 32-year-old wide receiver. You got a 40-year-old quarterback. How old is Tyron Smith at left tackle?
Yeah.
How many of these guys do you want to keep adding? And all want to be paid high value money.
Yeah. Oh, but they're all in, man.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers took kind of less money, but, you know, I mean, he was trying to do that so they can manipulate the salary cap, and they did it. And they ended up doing it now with Devontae Adams by giving him a signing bonus. So they just wrote him a $10 million check.
I wonder how many more shivs Aaron Rodgers has in his briefcase. He's already used two of them. Quack, quack. See who else. Next person, he says, I love and respect this guy. Quack. Todd Downing, maybe. Todd Downing's great. I love and respect him. Shiva, shiva, shiva.
That would be quick.
Shiva.
Just win Sunday night.
Against the Steelers, yes. Mike Tomlin, how come you have not named Justin Fields your quarterback for this game yet?
Justin has been really good, and we've been really good at times, but not to be confused with great. Man, this is a competitive league, man.
And so there's more time to decide. He was asked when he will name the starting quarterback, him or Russell Wilson.
Mike, when do you plan to make a decision on that?
I don't know. Closer to game time.
Is there something you're looking specifically out of each one of those leading up to the week to help you make that decision?
I'm looking for top quality play, man, and winning. Not only from them, from all of us. That's what's required in our business.
So it sounds like, I guess, Thursday or Friday. Who knows? We shall see. But the Jets can prepare for both of them on Sunday night. I'll just give you a couple more. I cannot believe the news cycle on this Jerry Jones thing. It is still a story. Like, on the sports stations and sports news shows this morning. So I'll just give you a couple more and then we'll be done with it. Here's where Jones gets agitated on the Fan in Dallas yesterday. They were asking all sorts of questions and fair questions about why the team has not performed well, specifically at home, and also asking the questions the fans have about why they didn't do more in the offseason. Jones here starting to get a little annoyed.
Why are those players still the right ones for your team?
Well, first of all, where are you going to go to get any players? Seriously, where are you going to go to get any players?
He said the focus is on San Francisco, and then a couple of minutes later, as they kept asking questions, he had enough.
I don't even want our listeners to listen to me. To talk about, this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something, and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
get
why.
A job, or I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
You know what it sounds like? He needs some balance of nature.
Yes, maybe so.
You're right. Promo code JIR.
I do it.
NFL owners approved Tom Brady as a minority owner of the Raiders. That came out yesterday in Atlanta. The Browns did trade Amari Cooper to the Bills. Here's Sean McDermott, what Cooper will bring to the club.
I think that remains to be seen, right? He was obviously on a different team as up until a couple hours ago, so we want to get him in here and get him up to speed on our terminology and our system and see how he fits in. And like I said, it's never about one guy. It's about the team and, in this case, the offense.
How much easier is this for Devontae Adams than it will be for Amari Cooper?
So Devontae Adams was probably playing under, two different systems over the last 2 years. So this will be so much easier for him because he'll know Aaron and he'll know the verbiage. He'll know where to line up. He'll know the formations. He'll know the personnel groups. He'll know everything, and he'll come right back up to speed very quickly. As far as Amari Cooper is concerned, I don't know how different the terminology is from the Bills to the Browns. It may be similar. Who knows? Well, but they'll try to keep it as simple as possible for him, and I'm sure that he'll be in there next game.
Let's not forget. I mean, he's going to a MVP candidate quarterback from a washed-up pervert. So big upgrade.
And Roger, speaking of that, Roger Goodell said they are still investigating the whole Deshaun Watson situation.
Okay.
Well, there was an
investigation.
And Andrew Thomas, it looks like a Liz Frank injury, but possibly could miss the rest of the season for the Giants. Giants, Eagles on Sunday. The Hurricanes beat the Devils 4-2. Tonight, Minnesota game 3 of the WNBA Finals with the Liberty and the Lynx all even at a game apiece. Time now for what we call Moment of the Day, brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. We did hear from a lot with Davante Adams, obviously. We did hear from Woody Johnson yesterday after this deal went through.
Harry interrupts a question. I think this was Diana.
You guys made a lot of changes, right? So you guys fired...
Change the status quo is killer.
Nah.
Woody, what do you think?
Nah. Nah, 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 nah.
Okay. What did Davante Adams do for this offense?
Nah, nah. Nah, 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 nah.
Woody, why is this any different from anything you've done since you've been the owner?
Nah, 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 nah.
God. Thanks, Woody.
There you go. Moment of the day.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So, not all the controversy with the Jets is coming out of the locker room and on the field. There's also controversy in the stands now, as Fireman Ed believes that he's being phased out of the Jet home game experience. Fireman Ed is really upset about this, and he talked to the New York Post about it. He said, I've been getting a lot of emails and texts from fans about the Jet experience in the stadium with the big screens. Last night in particular, well, this is actually from an Instagram situation the Post picked up. Last night in particular, although on the Denver game also, last night in particular, the Jets scored a touchdown, and normally as a tradition, we're always put on the screen. I don't know exactly what's going on, but they're phasing us out. I'd like to know if somebody knows anything. Please let me know, because it's evident that it's happening, and it needs to stop. Because we need home field advantage.
Oh.
That's what we have, and we need to keep it going. Something is going on. So please let me know if you know something. Boomer, do you know something?
I think in the beginning of his words there,
yeah.
When is he put up on the board? When the team does what?
Scores touchdowns.
And how many touchdowns have they scored?
No, not a lot, but they
did. That's the problem! But score touchdowns and they'll throw you up there all the time! If they're gonna be like stuck in neutral and score 3 points in the second half, you're not getting on the board! And it ain't about you! So stop already! God almighty!
You know what I think.
It's the kind of crap that just drives me crazy. It's like, the team is not scoring points. I'm not getting put up on the board. Come on, Fireman Ed! Stop whining!
Ed, listen, if you're listening. Jeez. Fireman Ed, if you're listening, you know and I know what's going on here. There's one man running this organization, one man only. And his name is Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't like you. Doesn't like you. Aaron Rodgers doesn't like you like he didn't like Rob Saleh, like he didn't like Mike Williams, and he doesn't like you. And he's trying to phase you out, but there's nothing he can really do about it. Like he can't get you fired. He can't get you caught or traded.
You're telling
but
me.
But what he can do.
Hold on.
What he can do is go to the stadium operations people and say, hey, we got to get this guy off the screen because I don't like him. That's what I think is going on.
Come on, stop.
I think Fireman Ed knows it deep down.
Stop.
He doesn't want to say it.
And look, by the way,
but he knows
I don't want to. This is like, it's chatter, it's noise, it's a distraction. If the team, let's say, the next home game against, who's the next home game against?
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Whoever. The next home game, and Davante Adams goes off for four touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have you on the board, and you'll be doing your Jets chant.
Mm.
The team is not scoring touchdowns.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope it's that simple, but.
I think it's pretty simple.
I mean.
If you're telling me now this is a real conspiracy I can dive into. That Aaron Rodgers has gone to the stadium operations people and said, don't put him up on the board because it's idiotic?
I don't want to say idiotic. I just think that, I mean, Aaron has made it known the things that he likes and the things he doesn't like. And if something has been one way for a very long time and then all of a sudden it changes and Aaron Rodgers has the power he has, I'm sorry, but...
The power? What power?
I mean... If it stinks like a fish, it's a fish, right? Is that what they say?
Does he love Fireman Ed? Because if he does, then I could see where you could have an issue.
I'm telling you right now.
Your way of thinking.
If Aaron Rodgers says that he loves and respects Fireman Ed, you know what's going on. He's going to get removed.
from the stadium. He's going to get his tickets revoked for the rest of the year. But, Ed, I'm with you. Something's going on. Something's weird is going on.
They're not scoring touchdowns.
I mean, people were texting me, too.
Yeah, well,
said, so where's Fireman Ed? My stadium experience has been ruined.
Their next home game is against the Texans on Halloween night. Primetime.
Again, primetime. This primetime thing is crazy. So they scored 9 points at home versus the Broncos, and they had 20 points this past weekend, three of which were scored in the second half. Guess who's not getting on the board?
Yeah, but I mean, there's times you can put on their defense, you know. There's opportunities. I'm just, you know, Aaron came in here, he's like learning the traditions of the team, and he knows about Super Bowl III and what they've gone through and everything, and he's like, and what's this human mascot that you guys have? Like, what is this dude with the hat?
It's a fireman. You know, it's not a dude with a hat. It's a fireman.
No, I know. I'm saying I'm being Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
he's trying to figure it out. Why is he wearing that hat?
Okay.
Well, he's a fireman. It's Fireman Ed. Really? And, he's a super fan, but apparently he was a Dolphins fan growing up and then changed.
Oh.
Well, we don't need that.
Well, they
had Juju.
They scored three touchdowns against the Patriots when he was at home, so I'm sure that he was on the board versus the Patriots. And when you score 9 points against the Broncos and 3 points in the second half against the Bills, and you end up losing both of those games.
Listen, if Fireman Ed is getting phased out, you know who's next? Namath. Aaron Rodgers is going to say no more Joe Namath on the sidelines. Enough.
Okay.
I'm the king.
Man, you take it to like a...
I'm the man.
You take it to the nth degree, man.
We're not going to be... Aaron says in the... You know, he says stuff like, we're never going to be able to move forward if we can't let go of the past. So, what do you want to do, guys?
I mean, what did they do in Green Bay? They had history coming from every which way. From Curly Lambeau.
Yeah, but he hated Favre.
To Bart Starr. Brett Favre. To Mike McCarthy. To Mike Holmgren.
Mm. Yeah, but that's a rich history. The Jets do not have a rich history. Aaron Rodgers was brought here to turn things around and turn this organization into respectable, and he came in and he's like, listen, you know, we honored the past in Green Bay because it was rich and it was championship-like. Here, we just got to phase out all the nonsense. And having a grown man sit on another grown man's shoulders and chanting stuff, it's just not going to fly.
Touchdowns, he'll be on the scoreboard more.
Bottom line is, I'm with Fireman Ed on this. I think something's going on, and I think that it falls at the feet of the quarterback.
You're unbelievable.
I can guarantee you, Fireman Ed's saying it without saying it in there. He knows. He's saying it without saying it.
Okay, I'm not saying it. He knows. I disagree with that.
He knows. Mm-hmm.
I think if the team is scoring and they're winning because they lost their last two home games, it's a little different story.
Yeah, just watch when this story continues to grow.
Okay.
And then next week on McAfee, Aaron Rodgers says, I love and respect Fireman Ed. Then there's your third shiv. Shiv number three.
Okay.
We got Salah shiv. We got Mike Williams shiv.
Yep.
And then we go back into the briefcase.
Oh,
we got another shiv. Fireman Ed. Nobody is safe. If you're phasing out Fireman Ed, nobody is safe. I mean, watch your back.
Didn't Fireman Ed phase himself out and then came back?
Yeah, he did, actually. He wasn't agreeing with the decisions of the organization, so he decided to go.
No, he got mad at other fans booing the team. He wanted to cheer the team.
No, that's what it was?
Yeah, it was fan-on-fan stuff. This is what happens when fans kind of separate themselves. Like, I know that I'm sitting next to like one of the biggest Met fans that I know. And when you separate yourself from the fan base, this is what happens.
You got to stop. Not separating anything.
Your fan activation's going, though.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that big fan that was Gio that knows everything about the history of the Mets, it's back.
Yeah. You know how, like, some people, like, go to a psychologist to go, like, back to, like, the memories that they have blacked out and, like, they're like, you know, maybe that did happen to me.
Yeah. Hypnotic regression?
Yeah, like, that's what's going on here with me.
Okay.
Like, I'm, like, and it's not, I don't think it's healthy.
I don't think it's healthy either. And I know you're going to be totally into the game tonight. I'm sure Gina and the girls are right there with you.
Yeah, they're seeing a side of me that they don't really know, which is not good.
Well, Gina has seen the side of you.
Once or twice. 2015 with the Mets and then the Minneapolis Miracle and the NFC Championship game, but that's been it, really.
That Gio that we saw in this studio.
Doing the high
when
the, kicks?
When the Vikings won that game. Mm. And I came back from Minnesota and brought you all the little goodies from the airport.
Yep. And I did high kicks in the studio.
Yes.
Yep, that was it. That's love, the one.
See, I love that Gio.
That's the one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.